Officials say the number of child abuse and neglect cases in Montana is overwhelming state agencies in charge of handling them. A legislative committee that oversees the Division of Child and Family Services is meeting in Helena on Monday. Allie Bovingdon is Governor Steve Bullock's Deputy Chief of Staff. She's also on the Protect Montana Kids Commission Bullock created in September.
The Child and Family Services Division has been underfunded and overburdened for really decades.
Over 15,000 reports of alleged child abuse or neglect were filed during fiscal year 2014. About half of those reports required investigation. According to an audit report summary of child abuse and neglect cases in the state, over 70% of investigations reviewed were not completed on time. A state audit of those investigations found that, quote, the Department of Public Health and Human Services needs to address inconsistent documentation, limited supervisory oversight, and a lack of management information related to child abuse and neglect reports.
That's part of what this commission will be looking at in terms of what are the resources that would be necessary to really allow the department to meet those statutory timelines. And like I said, number one priority is making sure we have the resources to make sure that we are keeping kids safe.
Bovingdon will give an update on the Protect Montana Kids Commission's work Monday to the legislature's Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Interim Committee. Bovingdon says the state has seen a 75% increase of kids in foster care over the past 8 years, and over that same time period, supportive funding has decreased. The audit report of child abuse and neglect found that the number of children in care has fluctuated but remained fairly static the past 10 years. The audit also found that while the number of reported cases has increased the past 5 years, the number of reports investigated has generally decreased over the same time period. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.